today.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring us whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. In fact, the Free Talk Live webcam is one of those features, which unfortunately is not up at the moment. So it's one of those things where we try to keep it up as often as we can. Sometimes the cam crashes for a few hours, and then it'll come back online. So it should be back here momentarily at cam.freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight here, including probably one of the more disturbing stories of the week, if not the year. It's the unintended consequences of the sex offender situation. Mm-hmm. In fact, this story's so good, we should start with it in case we get busy with calls and don't have a chance to get to it. Julia brought it in. She found it a couple days ago. It has to do with, they've created all these rules and regulations for sex offenders as far as, where they can live.
Right. A sex offender can't live within 1,000 yards of a school, a church, a mailbox, a barking dog, whatever it is that they, have said.
Right. And we've talked about these stories before on the show, and we've pointed out, rightly so, and this is based on evidence, we've pointed out that if you tell them that you can't live within 1,500 feet or 2,000 feet of a school zone or a park or somewhere else where a young child might be playing, then that's going to push all of the sex offenders out to the same area. They're all going to live in the same place because in any given city, there are so many parks and so many kid areas where these sex offenders just can't live now. And so essentially what these articles have said in the past is that you're finding that the sex offenders might move out to like a trailer park on the outskirts of town.
Sure,
and so it'll be like the sex offender trailer park.
Right, the leper colony essentially is where they're putting them. Now, I'm kind of curious: do I live in a different world than the people that are making these laws, or do sex offenders walk more? Because if you're talking about 1,500 feet from my house, I'm not walking there. That's too far.
That's a quarter mile.
I mean. I just don't think that the average American wanders within a 1,500-foot radius of their house. Just, I think I'll go out for a walk, look for some children. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, of course, as we pointed out as well, if he's a sex offender who hasn't made his life better, who hasn't turned his life around, then he is likely to go ahead and go for that walk. He's likely to get in a car and drive to the park if he lives on the outskirts of town.
If he's motivated, he's just as likely to go to... he's a sex offender, right? So he owns a big white van.
Yeah. With blacked out windows.
Right. So he's just going to go to the park and open up the door and, hang some candy out the window or something. I don't know how it is that they go about doing their dirty deeds. But I don't think that this particular rule does anything but annoy people.
What it does do is it ruins the lives of the people who have tried to turn their lives around. The fact is that sex offenders, so-called, and again, there's this huge variety of so-called sex offenses. We won't even get into that. But these people, they made some mistakes. They might have had a problem earlier in life, and many of them do their best to turn their lives around, to get straight, to get a legitimate job and not touch kids anymore or whatever.
The recidivant rate is something like 50%, which means that, yes, 50% are liable to commit a crime, not necessarily sex offense, again, but the other 50% aren't. That means they're never going to commit another sex offense again.
Right, but they're all being treated as though they are. They're all being treated as though they're going to reoffend the next day. And now in Miami, it has gone to the point of... I mean, I would have argued before that it was pretty insane, all the rules that they had to follow, but the results of all of the rules in Miami... It's just absolutely insane. Julia, what's going on down there?
The sparkling blue waters off Miami's Julia Tuttle Causeway look as if though they were taken from a postcard. But the causeway's only inhabitants see little paradise in their surroundings. Five men, all registered sex offenders convicted of abusing children, live along the causeway because there is a housing shortage for Miami's least welcome residents. I got nowhere to go. That quote makes me laugh, says sex offender Renee Matamoros, who lives with his dog on the shore where Biscayne Bay meets the causeway.
God.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's strange.
They're living under a bridge, Mark.
I hear you.
The sex offenders.
They're being told that they have to live under the bridge, I guess. The Florida Department of Corrections says there are fewer and fewer places in Miami and Dade County where sex offenders can live because the county has some of the strongest restrictions against this kind of criminal in the country. Florida's solution? House the convicted criminals under a bridge that forms one part of the causeway.
Very strange. I can't understand why they just don't leave the county.
Well, they can't. Because if you're on probation, you can't leave the county.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're trapped under the bridge.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't this insane?
Suddenly things, you know, like it clears up for
right.
me, okay? I mean,
this
for a second, it's difficult for me to feel too badly for convicted sex offenders.
Right, and these were sex offenders who abused children. So, I mean, it's
in this
really,
specific case?
Yeah, these the five that are under there, they did abuse children. So it's really
it's very difficult,
difficult to feel sorry for them.
But, yes, but it's also going to be difficult for them to turn their lives around if all
they're living
doing
under
is
a bridge.
Living under a bridge with four other guys who are also children, child molesters or whatever.
This has always been
so
my...
child molesters sitting together under
conspiring.
A bridge?
Conspiring. See, this has always been my problem with prison in general, is you take a bunch of bad people, and then you put them all together with a bunch of other bad people.
Yeah.
You treat them badly for a period of years, and then you expect them to get out and be good. It's a strange system that we have. I think that...
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, don't house the nonviolent offenders. Don't send nonviolent offenders to prison would be my first thought. But don't. But house the nonviolent offenders separately from the violent offenders, and then house the sex offenders separately from them. And then the I would not consider, even though drunk drivers may kill people, I wouldn't consider them to be violent offenders. I think that it's crazy to send a drunk driver to prison to be housed with armed robbers and murderers and that kind of thing. It seems to me that it would be very easy, especially in Florida, where there are 60 counties, some counties having 3 and 4 prisons in them, mm-hmm. that you could probably separate these people relatively easily.
Well,
it,
now they've
it would
been
require
separated.
The bureaucrats to do a little more work, but
now
not too
been
much.
Separated from everything, and they're living under a bridge. What's the rest of the story, Julia?
The causeway, which links Miami to Miami Beach, offers no running water, no electricity, and little protection from nasty weather. It's not an ideal solution, the Department of Corrections official told CNN. But at least the state
got
knows
a flair for understatement.
But at least the state knows where the sex offenders are.
Great.
Nearly every day, a state probation officer makes a pre-dawn visit to the causeway. Those visits are part of the terms of the offender's probation, which mandate that they occupy a residence from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's not a residence.
No,
it's a bridge.
It's a bridge. Now, does the bridge, there's no walls?
No, it's a bridge. There's a picture of the bridge, and it's really just
okay,
a bridge.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering
you've
if
you've seen
that,
hobos
if
living under bridges before,
quote-unquote
right?
Quote-unquote housing. I mean, that...
No, no, no. There's no walls. It's really just an open land
it's an
and
overpass.
A bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they had built something.
No. It's just a bridge.
If I was living under the bridge, I would have built something there.
Probably against the law, zoning codes.
I don't care.
But what if a sex offender can't find a place to live? That's increasingly the case, says state officials, after several Florida cities enacted laws that prohibit convicted sex offenders from living within 2,500 feet of schools, parks, and other places.
2,500 feet.
Bruce Grant of the Florida Department of Corrections says the laws have not only kept sex offenders away from children, but forced several
right.
to live on the street. Yeah.
Sure, that sex offenders never seen kids.
Those five sex offenders living under the bridge right now, who knows how many other sex offenders that haven't been caught yet there are.
What about when young boys go fishing? You know, they're off the bridge.
Well, you're probably not allowed to fish off the side of... I'm sure there's laws against that.
I don't know. People fish off bridges in where I'm from in Florida.
They don't stay there all day. I'm sure they go and do something during the day.
Yeah, they only have to be there from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the best times to fish.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, this
early
true.
In the morning.
Because of those restrictions, because there are many places that children congregate, because of the 25,000 feet, that's almost half a mile. That's a pretty
500 feet, yes.
That's a pretty long way when you're talking about an urban area like Miami. So
why is it that fish get up early in the morning? I mean, why is it a better time to go fishing early in the morning? That doesn't make any sense to me. My cat, he's up at 5 a.m. going around going, rah, rah, rah. Why do they
looking
do
for
that
fish.
Crap? I mean, humans, we want to stay in bed late. Why do cats and fish and
they're nocturnal.
Animals want to get up?
Some things are nocturnal. 800-259-9231. There's more to the story, right?
Yes.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves. What do you think should happen to sex offenders? 1-800-259-9231. Is it living under a bridge?
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features completely free, including the wiki. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go in and edit it at your leisure as well. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress in the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Miami has gone insane with its sex offender laws. In fact, the laws have been around. It's just that now we're starting to see what the results are, what the unintended consequences are of all of the laws that they have on the books. And we'll continue the story here in a few moments, but I want to go to the phones here because Patricia is on the line from Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Patricia.
Okay. What I'd like to know, I don't understand. My son had one of them dirty books, Playboys, whatever you want to call them.
A dirty book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, a five-year-old got a hold of it and looked at it, and she went to a school, little Head Start. Okay, and was talking about it at school, so they got this guy for child molestation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he didn't do that. It was just over that book.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Now
he left it somewhere, she picked it up.
Go through the same thing that child molestation people have to go through. That's not right.
No, it's certainly not. And there are a lot of people that, and thank you for the call, Patricia. We appreciate it. There are a lot of people that get caught up in these one-size-fits-all sex, so-called sex offense laws.
Right.
And overzealous prosecutors, prosecutors that want to pad their records with a lot of convictions, that sort of thing, they pick up the ball and they run with it. And as a result, people's lives are ruined. Can you imagine that guy trying to get a job now?
Right.
Yeah,
I
know. See, he's got to, every time he goes someplace, he's got to let them know where they live, and he's got to sign up as a child molester for something that he didn't do just because that little girl got a hold of that book.
It's right. Outrageous.
Now, I can't understand that. They shouldn't be allowed to make him do that.
But they do. Patricia, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, I've heard stories like this before. There's plenty of them out there. Guys that you know, just had something bad happen. It's not like they molested a kid, and that's what they're basically getting in trouble for.
Doesn't the sex offender status stay with you for life, even if you're a minor?
Yeah.
I
don't know about.
Does it happen if you're a minor? Or are maybe their charges adult? I'm not sure on that.
I would think so. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't, you know.
Because I know normally, normal crimes, your record gets clean when you're 18, but I wonder about sex offenses.
Crappy little crimes, like, you know, spray painting on a wall
right.
Or something like that.
Shoplifting.
But, if you're committing what they consider an adult crime, you'll be adjudicated as an adult. I don't know that there's any necessarily juvenile crimes that they take adults and bring them down to juvenile status because, you know, it was a juvenile crime. So I don't know why they can do that with, juveniles and make them adults, but they do.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. So just one more example of yet another person who's been caught up in this mess of a situation. And if Patricia's son had lived in Miami when he got caught for this so-called crime and was released from jail, then he might be sitting under this bridge with these guys, which is where we're going back to. The story is that because of Miami's very restrictive sex offender laws, that sex offenders cannot live within 2,500 feet, that's almost a half a mile, 2,500 feet of any area where children may be present. That includes usually parks, definitely schools, sometimes churches, other areas where children are known to gather. That essentially pushes them outside of city limits in many cases. And in this particular case, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has decided that, well, since you guys have to live within city limits, but you can't actually live in a house because virtually all the houses and apartments that are here are within 2,500 feet of a children area, then we're just going to put you under this bridge. And with that, we'll continue the story here, Julia.
For several of the offenders, the causeway is their second experience at homelessness. Some of them lived for months in a lot near downtown Miami until officials learned that the lot bordered a center for sexually abused children. Yeah. With nowhere to put these men, the Department of Corrections moved them under the causeway. With a roar of cars passing overhead, convicted sex offenders...
Can you imagine?
No. I just can't. I don't even know what to think about this.
When she mentioned this story to me a couple nights ago, I asked her if it was parody or some satire website.
It was dead. I found it on my Google homepage. It was on a main news site.
Yeah.
You know, usually you can take probation and transfer it to someplace else. Now, I imagine these guys aren't particularly wealthy, and they don't have any place else to go specifically. They don't have an address in another county where they can say, I'm going to live here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine a lot of sex offenders have just moved out of Miami as a result.
I know I would.
Yeah.
Now,
which I guess is what Miami wants.
You mentioned some major news sources. Is it the Miami Herald that's doing this? Do you know?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
With the roar of cars passing overhead, convicted sex offender Kevin Morales sleeps in a chair to keep the rats off him. I'm laughing, but it's really not funny at all.
He sleeps
so
in a chair to keep the rats off of him.
It's sick. Yes.
The rodents come up next to you. You could be sleeping the whole night, and they could be nibbling on you.
Oh, my God.
Morales...
It's a very, very bad thing.
It's awful. Morales has been homeless and living under the causeway for about 3 weeks. He works, has a car, and had rented an apartment, but was forced to move after the Department of Corrections said his swimming pool in his building put him too close to children.
Oh, God.
So that's the problem with that generalization, that you can't be anywhere near children, because technically children
They're everywhere.
They could be anywhere, so now they can just name places. You're by a gas station, well, children
go there.
Right,
so there's not actually... So what you're saying is, in Miami, it's completely arbitrary.
Yeah, they
It's based on proximity of children. You just... There's not any particular locations.
Yeah.
Yes, they're going to include parks, they're going to include schools, but also... You got a swimming pool in your apartment building? Get out of there!
Yeah, and if you don't like it, well, we'll violate your probation and send you back to prison.
Right. I guess he should be feeling lucky that he didn't get a VOP for living in that apartment, and now he's under the bridge.
Is it better to be under a bridge?
Right, wasn't this the guy that says that he'd rather be back in prison?
Yes.
Well, it may be better to be under, in prison than under this bridge. I'm not 100% sure of that. I would disagree. But it's not better to have two convictions instead of one.
The convicted felons may not be locked up anymore, but they say it's not much of an improvement. Jail is any time better than this. Than a life that I'm living now, Morales says. In jail, I can sleep better. I get fed 3 times a day. I can shower any time that I want to. Morales says that harsher laws and living conditions...
You can't actually lay down in jail.
You can't lay down under the bridge.
Hard mattress, but at least you've got somewhere to lay down.
I don't think the rats
aren't going to be nibbling.
I don't think I go for this particular argument. I mean, I said many times while in jail, I'd trade what I've got here for under a bridge
really?
In the old day. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Morales says that the harsher laws and living conditions for sex offenders may have unintended consequences. The tougher they're making these laws, unfortunately, it's scaring sex offenders, and they're saying, you know what? The best thing for me to do is run. An investigation 2 years ago found that 1,800 sex offenders in Florida were unaccounted for after violating probation. Florida.
You can blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, having to jump through all those hoops, not even being able to get your life started again, and then ending up under a bridge in Miami, 800-259-9231, that is brutal. More on the way.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatsnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatsnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to nofatsnow.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see.
For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Hickory Dickory Dock. Oh, you think I'm into children's nursery rhymes? Nope, I'm just telling you where the action is in a Louisiana small town. I'll address this mystery and more when we come back.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Hickory Dickory Dock. In Harahan, Louisiana, the mouse skipped the clock and ran across the intersection of Hickory and Dickory Avenues with Dock Street. Yes, State Farm Insurance discovered this real-life intersection, along with some others you'll remember, without a trip down memory lane. Like Hohenhum Roads in Carefree, Arizona, Grin and Barrett Streets in Westchester, Ohio, and Antonio and Banderas in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Those are almost as good as my favorite imaginary corner, where easy street meets fast lane. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, updates included. Get signed up for them. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about sex offenders down in Miami, apparently things have gone so insane with their laws that the sex offenders that have gotten out of jail and are on probation, they can't leave the area due to the probation, but they also can't live in the area due to the sex offender laws that prohibit them from living within 2,500 feet of an area where children are tend to be present. And so as a result, there have been five sex offenders that have been pushed out, and they're now living under a bridge. This isn't by their choice. It's the choice of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. These guys are five of them. Five child molesters living under a bridge. Now, look, I understand what they did was wrong. It was terrible. But they went to jail. They served time for it. They should be able to work on getting their lives back together.
Right. Do you really want to create a sex offending monster that we're going to have to lock up for till the end of time after he commits some other heinous crime? Or do you want to give the guy a chance to reassimilate into society? Because if that's what you want, we should have just shot him when we got him.
Which would be horrible as well.
Right.
That's not the appropriate
response.
No,
I'm just saying.
Right. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about them living under the bridge. Wouldn't there be children in the cars driving by?
Yeah.
Just throw them further away out of town.
I think the idea is children loitering and children hanging around somewhere. But I get your point.
Yeah, I know. And we have a similar law up here in Wisconsin, in Green Bay. And I don't know. I'm a father. I'm not a sex offender. I've never been charged with anything. But I go up to the registry. I look at there's so many people up there. And it's frightening, and you realize half these people on there shouldn't even be there in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of them are there for, in many cases, sex offenses can be considered peeing behind a tree in a public park. You know, you got to go to the bathroom. There's no bathrooms around. You go take a pee somewhere near near off of the beaten path. Someone happens to spot you. They call the cops. Now you're a sex offender. There's also, of course, the standard case of an 18-year-old guy having sex with his 17-year-old girlfriend. She gets upset about it. Tells mom and dad. Mom and dad go to the police. Now you've got another sex offender. I mean, there's
a gal just called in whose son apparently left his dirty magazine around, and I would assume a stepdaughter or something like that picked it up and talked about it at school, and they got him for that.
These aren't sex offenders. These are people that, you know, made a few mistakes. People that had consensual sex with others. And they don't deserve to be on these lists, but they are. There they are, listed right along with child molesters, as though it's the same thing.
And I got to compliment you guys for at least saying something, because most people that you try and side with sex offenders, they'll just assume you support people raping children, and that's obviously ridiculous. But keep up the show, guys. I love your show.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, nobody can support child rape. That's outrageous. It's a violation of your personal freedom. It's a violation of your person. And people should be punished for doing terrible things like that. But should they be punished for the rest of their lives? I don't think so.
I think it's counterproductive. And that's really where I'm coming from on it, is I don't feel any sympathy, really, for a sex offender who does something terrible to a child or rapes somebody or something like that, getting a whole bunch of time. But when he gets out, let him out. Don't booby trap him. Don't trip him up every opportunity you get and make it that much harder for him to reassimilate, because all you're doing is you're preparing to get the next person raped, because they've got nothing left.
Right, and this gentleman that they were that was quoted in this article had a job, a car, and an apartment. So it seems to me that he was turning his life around.
Certainly on the right track.
Yeah, now he's talking about how being in jail is better than living under the bridge. So maybe he'll do something bad so he can get back into jail.
Sure,
if he gets
reoffend. VOP.
Yep. Might as well.
Not very hard.
Get three hot meals a day.
I have most of the my time in prison. Most of the people that I talked to would do anything to get out. But
sure.
I did talk to one man who said that he had been in prison for almost 50 years. Who said that if they let him out, the first thing he'd do is go get a gun and rob. He said he was going to rob a post office in the District of Columbia for one stamp, so that he would go to federal prison. But he was going to go back to prison was his whole thing.
Because that's all he knew?
50 years, dude.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones. It's Greg in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to make a couple of comments about the prison and society.
Yes.
All right. First, I see it as anything any part of the system does is to destabilize society or make money or both.
I don't understand what you're saying. What?
Anything the system does is to make money or destabilize the society.
You mean the government system?
Yes, yes.
Now, what does government have, what is its purpose in destabilizing society?
To create anarchy.
You think the government wants to create anarchy?
Of course,
or they're
it
just
does.
Stupid?
Of course it does.
That's what the Patriot Act and all that crap's about. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, that's
you
all right.
You say crap.
I actually agree. The government has an interest in, it's kind of a perverse incentive in there being chaos. The government wants there to be violence. The government wants there to be terrible things going on in its country, so it can be seen as the savior. So
right.
It can so its police can be seen as heroes.
Right. Now, my second point, the prisons. The prison is a business. The prison system is a business. And like any other business, you need repeat customers to survive. And it is designed to create repeat customers, like the 50-year guy.
Yeah.
They know psychologically that if you keep, X percent of the people that you lock up for 4 or 5 years aren't going to want out when they get out. Because
I don't know about that.
They don't want to deal with the landlord beating on the door and...
I think there may be a small percentage of people that might think that way, but, Mark, you were in prison.
Okay, all I'm getting at is they know there's a certain percentage that think that way.
Mm-hmm. I see. And so repeat customers, right.
Right, and the system is designed to create new customers on the outside and create repeat customers on the inside.
Sure, and with laws, easy to offend against laws like marijuana possession, and various different drug possession, prostitution, that sort of thing, there's a wide, a huge amount of potential customers out there just waiting for their turn in a prison cell. And you know what? I think you're making some brilliant points here, because the fact is the United States has more people in prison per capita than China does, by a huge margin, more than any other developed nation.
I believe that 2001, somewhere around there, we reached a point to where 50% of the American population has been or is in prison.
I don't know about that.
That says there's something wrong with the laws, not the people.
I could believe that if it were black males. I could believe that statement there, but 50% of all of Americans, I don't know about that.
Sounds like a lot.
Nonetheless,
the only reason I remember it is because... that was one of the past predictions of, you know, one of those psychics in the past.
I don't know, but I don't trust psychics.
They said that by the year 2000, we would have that percentage. And
well, regardless of what the psychic said, the fact is, I don't know what the exact percentage is, but the fact is the percentage is going up. I mean, the more people, more and
something
more people...
Something like 2% of the population is currently incarcerated.
Yeah, well, isn't it like 1 out of 32 or 1 out of 31 people is either incarcerated or under
probation
or something like
that?
It's insanity. Great,
well,
thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to say, you know, a lot of convicts want very badly to get out of prison, but I think that Greg had a point. When things get tough on the outside, usually the real sticking point is the first 60 days for a lot of them. When things get tough, they may very well think back and think, you know, prison wasn't so bad. I had friends and meals and things like that. And that's when they may make a decision to commit another crime.
Your show, you take control. A little bit more about sex offenders and whatever you want to talk about on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like witching wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by heading over and going to dig.com. I've yet to really send out an update on this yet, just because I just haven't gotten around to it, but we're going to try a new strategy this month. We're not going to push the voting as hard as we did last month. We pushed it and pushed it last month, and we did get to first place.
And it worked.
Fact is, though, Dig.com, a lot more popular of a website than Podcast Alley.
It is that.
And Dig.com has their own podcast section now. And we've mentioned this before in the past, and we sent a bunch of our listeners there to take action on this, and many of you did, and thank you for that. And unlike Podcast Alley, there's no resetting of votes or anything like that with Dig. In fact, it's not really even voting, it's digging. Dig.com is D-I-G-G. So what I want you to do is go to dig, D-I-G-G, dot freetalklive.com. And that will take you to Free Talk Live's podcast page on their website. And then there's a little yellow button next to our show, and it says Dig It. You have to be logged in, which does mean you will need to register for a free account. That takes only moments. You log in, you dig Free Talk Live, and then the more digs that we get, the higher up we're going to be on the Dig podcast ranking. So if you've not done this before, if you don't have a Dig account, it will take you a few steps to jump through the hoops and register for the account. But yeah, I believe your privacy is protected and all that good stuff. And so once you get registered, you log in and you dig Free Talk Live. However, please note that you will need to dig something else, whether it be one of our episodes of the show, which are right beneath that area at dig.freetalklive.com, or just something else on the entire website. You will have to dig something else every couple of weeks in order to lock in your dig vote for Free Talk Live. Am I making sense so far?
It sounds pretty straightforward to me.
Right. And in fact, we're going to make it even easier for you to find other things that are interesting for you to dig. If you want, you can take the next step. This isn't required or anything like that, but you might find it fun. Go to news.freetalklive.com after you're done registering for your dig account. You'll find out that we've got this cool thing that Johnson's put together. It's this news group that sort of people submit liberty-oriented news stories to. And then our free market diggers, as we call them, the people that are on this group, go in and they all dig up the stories they're interested in. So you can go to this group and you'll see all sorts of stories that might pique your interest. You can go and dig on those, and then more people on Dig's website will see these stories, and hopefully that'll spread a little bit more freedom around. So there's sort of a multi-pronged freedom attack at Dig right now.
Now, I still think that the Podcast Alley has been great for us in the past.
And absolutely. People are still coming from Podcast Alley.
Right. I think it's a good thing, and so I think that vote.freetalklive.com is a good thing.
We're going to keep doing the voting thing. It's just that we're not going to push it every single night. You know, okay. We're going to maybe alternate between the two. So this new Digg project is on.
Digg's a much, much bigger site, that's for sure.
Head over to Digg, D-I-G-G, .freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Back in January, I had to go down to Huntsville, Texas to pick my brother up. He got released after spending 3 years as a ward of the state.
What was he in for?
He was tasered, and he happened to touch a cop.
When he was tasered? As he was tasered, he was touching a cop?
Yep.
Huh.
So it was an assault charge or something? What was it?
Assault on a peace officer, yeah.
Wow. Why were they tasering him?
He had locked his wife out of her house while she was naked.
Sounds like a dispute of some sort.
Yeah. It was really silly.
Wow.
But while I was there picking him up, they had, because of an ice storm and all that, they had delayed his release, and they couldn't tell us when he was going to be released. So I had to sit there for a day and a half. And while I was sitting there, I got to talking up the guards that were out in the, they had a little house, warming house set up for people who were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was chatting up the guards, and I was like, so out of curiosity, what's the fastest anybody's ever reoffended after they got released? They started telling me all these stories. And they said one guy just walked right out of the jail, and smashed in a window of a car and took off.
Did he take off in the car or just smash the window?
No, he took off in the car.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, that's pretty fast. Like, oh, that's nothing. There's one guy, before they even get out of the jail, they're technically free, but they hold them all in this other room, and then they let them go in groups.
Mm-hmm.
So they're free, technically, but they have to wait for the group to finish getting in, and then they let him go.
Okay.
So they said one time this guy was in the room, and they were waiting for it to fill up, and he immediately started pounding on another cop that was in the another guard in the guard room.
So the inmate...
He attacked a police officer.
Yeah. Hadn't even gotten out of the jail yet.
Amazing.
You know, that reminds me of a story that happened. I used to, be in the area where they were release inmates, with the prison I was at, and the guys would be up there very early in the morning, 6 a.m. to be released, and there'd be sometimes as many as 20 being released in a given day, and more than one time, fights broke out amongst the inmates there that getting released. Like, they're so
just
caught up
together
in their nonsense and their heads that they can't keep it together for a couple of for an hour, a few minutes, a half an hour, whatever, until they're released. They get in fights with each other.
Right back in, huh?
Man, say and do whatever you want, pal.
What happens in that case? And Eric, thanks for the call. What happens in the case where you're a free man waiting to go, you deck somebody in the room where you're waiting to leave? Are they going to just walk you right back into the prison, or are they going to arrest you, take you to the jail, and then process you fresh? And, I mean, how does that work?
Well, unlike the gentleman who called, in the state prison that I was in, you're not free until you walk out the Sallyport door.
I see.
That's when you're free. So, yeah, they've just taken them from right there to confinement.
Right back in.
Yeah, they got another 60, 80, 90, 100 days, whatever.
You bring up what you want to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Stephen. Stephen in Massachusetts?
Hey, guys.
Hey there. You're on
How
the
How are you?
Good.
I want to call in about what Cato was saying yesterday.
Okay, can you recap it? Because people just tuning in.
Right. Well, over the last few days, I'm going to turn my phone down.
Okay.
Right. Well, over the last few days, there's been a debate on rights, human rights, and if they exist.
Yes.
And yesterday, Cato from Tennessee called in and made the claim that rights exist because they make us human, and that we're human because we have rights. I think it was essentially his argument.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several flaws in the things that he said.
Okay, do tell.
Well, the first is that a human is defined by genetic physiological and anatomical attributes. So I don't know what definition of human he's using. He should have been more specific with exactly what he meant. And even if what defined us as human was the fact that we had rights, it still doesn't prove that rights exist.
I don't think anybody has ever, I don't think in the past week of shows, no, anyone has proven that rights exist. I don't think it's possible.
They just assert that because we are man, we have them.
And he says, he does give a few things of what a human is. He says first that humans have personality and ego, which are terms he didn't define. They're awful open-ended terms. And he also claimed that's because we have emotions and consciences. You can find those in plenty of other animals. It's not specifically...
A conscience?
I
can tell you, when my cat bites me, the only thing he's worried about is getting smacked. He doesn't feel bad about it.
most human conscience is mostly derived from the fear of punishment.
Okay.
I would say most human emotions are also derived from evolutionary...
maybe
history.
So. I don't think about punishment when my conscience is bothering me. I'm thinking about doing the right thing.
Well, you may be thinking about consequences, not
right,
necessarily
so
punishment.
I don't think that that's so. I think I know what the difference between right and wrong
right
is,
thing.
And that I choose to believe that I should do the right thing, so therefore my conscience bothers me. That's what my experience is when my conscience bothers me.
But how do you know what the right thing is, Mark?
You know, I've been taught what the right thing is. I know that hurting people is bad.
Well,
and I think that humans innately know what the right thing is.
The wrong thing is doing something that you wouldn't want you don't want to bring harm to another person, because theoretically you wouldn't want harm brought upon yourself.
Right.
Now, of course, there are psychopaths out there who believe the opposite. They don't care. They really wouldn't be bothered either way if harm were brought to them. They're just violent sickos. But for the most part, most people don't do terrible things to others because of how they feel about themselves. Steven, final thought?
Well, that is... That's not exactly... I mean...
Yeah, but you got about 10 seconds, Steven.
Oh, do I?
Yep.
What about human sacrifice in certain cultures? We would consider it wrong, but they don't.
Yeah, that's true. Culture is certainly a factor. Thanks for the call. Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we promised it last night. We'll get to it tonight. The Death Squad. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.